Did you two solve all the world's problems? Even though her husband's voice was no more than a breathy whisper, it startled Estelle. So lost was she in her own thoughts that she had never felt him shift his position in bed, never sensed his waking. Her eyes ached from staring into the dark void overhead, the inky depths broken only by the single red eye of the smoke alarm on the opposite bedroom wall. "Not even close," she murmured. She and Sophia had talked for another hour, and afterward, when she'd made her way into bed, she had fallen instantly asleep, for an hour. She turned now and squinted at the clock on the dresser. In another few minutes, the boys would be awake, excited about whatever might await them out under the Christmas tree. Francis shifted, and Estelle could feel his breath on her neck.
"I don't think we're big city people," he whispered.
"She talked to you, too?"
"Cornered might be more accurate," Francis said. "She's worried."
"Yo también," Estelle said. "I don't know what to do."
"Maybe nothing is the appropriate thing right now," her husband whispered.
She twisted onto her side so that she faced him, then reached up and found the side of his face, stroking the silky beard that he now kept clipped short, just enough to soften his square jawline.
"Is that the right thing, also?"
A long moment of silence followed, but she knew that Francis had heard the question. She felt his touch, light and delicate, as his wrist crossed hers. With a single finger, he traced the outline of her lips.
"The right thing is for them to grow up healthy and happy," he said finally. "Anything else is gravy."
Estelle drew in a long, deep breath that trembled when she exhaled.
"When she talked about Veracruz, it made me remember Andy Browers.
That's not fair, but that's what it made me think of. I didn't tell Sophia that, of course." Her husband's finger hesitated, then moved from her lips and tapped the end of her nose, his only comment.
"I know," she replied to the unspoken comment. "I know, it's not the same."
She knew that there was no logic to the emotions that tied her stomach in knots. Andy Browers had been an opportunistic punk who, 3 years ago, had tried to kidnap two area children. His own stepchild and little Francisco Guzman, then 3 years old, with the notion of selling the children in Mexico.